Okay, Parshas Truma, Pasuk, beginning, Parshas Gimel. V'zoysa Truma she'tichu me'itam. This is the Truma you shall take from them. Zohav, Chesef. Okay, Zohav, Chesef, and Choshes, gold, silver, and copper. And then Pasuk Dal goes on, V'stcheles, V'argoman, V'slashani, V'shesh. The izin, you'll have to wait one page at a time because it'll be too difficult for me to switch back and forth. But let's see if you write away the Rashi, Pasuk Gimel, we'll do Rashi part of one, part of Dalet. Just to break up the Pasuk because of the page, what's on the screen. So Pasuk Gimel says in Rashi, Zav v'ches v'necheshes, Kulam bo b'nadava ish ish mash nadvali. Everything came in Nadava. Everything came as a gift except for chutz min hakesef shabo b'shave. Except for silver came equally. Machsa shekel cholechet, everyone gave the same amount of silver. V'loy mutzinim b'chol melechas ha-mishkan shehutzruch shom kesef yoyser. That is very interesting, that we don't find they needed more silver. First of all, Rashi says that everything came, whatever you wanted to give, you gave. Everyone gave whatever they wanted. But when it came to silver, from the 13 commodities, the 13 different objects that were needed, only one of them, every single person gave exactly the same. Everyone gave a machzis hashekel l'chol echad. Okay, and notice Rashi over here calls a machzis hashekel, whereas in the previous Rashi yesterday it says beka lago goylis. Here he calls it a beka lago goylis, a beka, which is a machzis hashekel, and here he calls it a machzis hashekel. Rashi changes how he defines the silver. We do not find any more silver. Shnemar, it says the kesef pekudi oeda. It says beka lagogolus. He's calling the pasuk. V'shar hakesef habosh sham b'nedava asuuhu lichle sharis. The other silver was used for echle sharis. So this Rashi Rabbi Novi. Verse Rashi Novi says that everyone gave exactly the same. And we don't find in the Melechas HaMishkan they needed more. And it seems that what Rashi means to say is that there are two different parts to the Mishkan. There is the actual structure, and then there are the clay shoris. The clay shoris, that was different. So from the Becca, from the amount that everyone gave equally, that what they gave, every single machsa shekel was used for the adonim and used for the structure, things that are considered to be part of the structure. But there were other donations, Rashi says, but there were other donations, and those are the donations, the shar kesef habam ben mesham ben nedava, that they used not for the structure, but they used for the clay sharis. Okay, whatever, there's a lot going on here. Let's just go for the Stcheles. We know what is Stcheles Seretz of B'dam Chalozoin. This is wool that is dyed in the blood of the Chilozoin. Utzva'oi Yoroik. What color is the Chilozoin? Now, what does this mean exactly? The color of what? The wool? When Rashi here says Utzva'oi, what is the subject of the word Utzva'oi? Is it the blood? Is it the wool? Is it the color of the chilazoin? What's the word yoroik mean? Yoroik sometimes means green, sometimes it means yellow. And what does that mean? I mean, tcheles, Rashi in the Gemara says that tcheles is black. He basically says tcheles, not in that, I don't remember, there's a Rashi, there's a famous Rashi, I don't even know where it is. Rashi says that tcheles is black. We think that Tcheles is blue, a royal blue. And here Rashi says Tcheles is Yoroik. What does Yoroik mean? What color is it? Esther Yirakrak Hoysa. Esther Hamalka, she was Yirakrak. Green. What does that mean? She drove an electric car? What does it mean? She was green. She went green? What does it mean exactly? What exactly is Yoroik? It's not so clear. The Yoroik in different place, it means something different. And here we're baffled because Tcheles, we think, really means blue. And it says that wool that's dyed in the blood of the chilozoin, blood is typically red. You're going to say that an excretion of a creature, a fish, if it's another color, is called, is that's not blood. I mean, the blood is all relative to the creature. Okay, maybe. Let's go further. The argamon is argon. Argamon is semer tzvua mimin tzeva sheshmei argamon. There is a dye that is called argamon. Where does argamon come from? This is also the big subject of debate. Where does argamon come from? Is it a worm? Is argamon an herb? What is this dye that produces purple wool? We always associate argamon as purple. What exactly is the dye that produces purple wool? It's also subject to a discussion. And all we have here in this Rashi is that it's a tseva, that it's a dye. Okay, v'sheish, what sheish linen, hu pishtan, the izim, what are izim? Izim means noitza shel izim, it means the hair of goats. Okay, we're going to have to stop in the middle of the pasuk, called pasuk le'pasuk imesh anan le'paskinan, but we don't have a choice here because we're really stuck over here on this one page. Let's see what it says over here, the targum, the da, and the following, afra shusa, this sisvun minachin, and this is the separation that you shall give from them. To have a gold, the chaspa silver, unuchosh, unuchosha, and copper. The sachla, what sachla? Sachla is blue. The argivono, purple, utsva. We're gonna have to come and wait a moment to get to that. Now let's over here see the parish over here on the side, and let's see what he says over here on the bottom. He says over here on the bottom, the argivono, purple. Rashi said argamon, he didn't want to tell us what it is, he just said there's some type of dye that they use to dye wool. Argivon, two vavs, biaramis, argivono, hutseva odoim. So right away we're getting confused over here. It says over here the argivon, it's not the same word because here there's a nun. In Aramaic is tseva odoim is red. Who says this? Sefer Hasharashim l'Rabbeinu Yoina. Okay, he says explicitly. Ben, what's this over here? What do you write over here? Ben Ganach. I don't know what that means. Maybe that's the editor, the one who published it, the person who wrote a commentary on it. I don't know. Hilchos Mikdash Ha'argamon Hu Hatzemer Hatzavua Odoim Red. Okay? The Chosaf, I told you purple, so far I'm wrong. But let's see for more. The Chosaf Shan Mahari Kurkus. He's a famous person. They always call it this Mari Kurkus. Now I'm trying to pronounce it correctly. Uvelas, Veloshan Amzar, Nikra Ar Agvon. Okay, now Ulafuke Midas Haraha Ha Rabbi Avar no Haravid, Haravad, the Ravid. Which Ravid is this? I don't know, there are three Ravids. There are three Ravids. There's Ravid who argues on the Rambam. Omar Avrohom. He's the one who always argues on the Rambam, but there are two other Ravids. There are three Ravids. I don't think this is the one, the Ravid that argues on the Rambam. Maybe it is. Shargamon inamin seva. It's not a dye. V'chei nikras argamon argoim b'divra yamim. V'nishtane ho'is mem b'mila the mem lo'is vav. V'chei hamila kamohu shabaramas hu kivose. So therefore, what is it exactly? It's nikras. It's not a dye. And it's called argamon. Argoin, the word argamon in the Torah is called argoin in Divrei Hayamim, and the mem in Divrei Hayamim was exchanged for a vav argoin. Okay, you have a mi kamohu. That word is changed to what? Kamohu is changed to what? Shveramisu kivosei is similar. I don't know what that means over there. Okay, so he's not telling us what it is. I don't know, just leaving us hanging. Argamon, it comes from Aram. Shasham hu matsui v'chei hu nutrikin Aram gavon. It is from the land of Aram. It is a color found in the nation of Aram. I interest you. So Adam l'moy klol big that kodesh. That's it. He doesn't want to tell us more than this. So all we have over here so far over here is we're really left hanging. We're left hanging. What exactly is the color called argamon? I always thought it meant purple. Maybe someone here has an article chumash in front of them. You can tell me how it translates the word argamon in the article chumash.
Right, the art scroll translates it as purple.
Purple. Okay, they translate it as purple. So Rashi over here was hiding. Well, look at this. Rashi over here is hiding. Rashi doesn't want to tell us what it means. All Rashi.
Yeah, I looked up also because in the Megillah it still says purple also.
Also there. Rashi yeah. over here is hiding. Rashi over here does not want to get into the controversy. He wants to stand the controversy. It's a dye. It's a wool that's dyed from its seva. Mimin seva. Shashmoy argamon. Yeah, and what is argamon? Rashi does not want to tell us. Okay, and we see over here that the Targum, he has a different tree. He takes the word, the Targum is important, the Targum, because over here says, Argivana. The Targum has deleted which letter? The Mem. The Mem has gone off to a better place. Where is the Mem? What happened to the Mem? The Argivana. Where did that Mem go? And the fact that Mem is missing is what's sending us here on a wild goose chase over here in the Rabbeinu Yoina, that our Gavona, the word Argivon, without the Mem, the Vav, is red. It's red, and the Rambam also says explicitly, Argamon is red. So in the Art Scroll Mishkan book, they show you the colors and how they make the clothing, and they show you all the colors. I believe they show you the color of purple. And according to the Rambam,
the Abarbanel says also that it was red. It's silk that was dyed red.
Silk is not wood.
Yeah, he definitely said Tchelis also. He said both of them Tchelis silk. It's silk dyed different colors.
How can it be silk? That,
that's what he
wool.
Said. He uses the word meshi.
Meshi, wow! Because we associate Tchelis certainly to be wool. That we certainly associate to be wool. Okay, I don't know. This is a very interesting thing over here. We have over here a whole dilemma. What exactly are the colors? We're totally baffled because we think that Tchelis is blue. And we know that Rashi in the Gemara says it's shachor, it's black. And here...
Well, that's the reason Rashi says it's black is that it's we think of it as blue because it's supposed to be doma l'shamayim, right? You see the sky. But the sky is really black. And that's why. The only reason the sky appears blue is because reflecting the sunlight. That makes it blue. But the reality is the sky is, look at it at night. It's black. That's the real color.
All right.
And that's why Rashi says it's black.
Okay, so in the rags, the real color is black. All right, could be. All right, we have no really. These are all very big mysteries. What are the colors?
That's why from the two factories that make Tchelis in Eretz Yisrael, one makes it a very dark color, like a brownish black.
Which company?
They don't make it that blue. They make it very blackish because of that.
Yeah, but it's only one color. It only comes out one color. The Murex.
They have two different colors. The two factories come out. The Ritzina. Citrus, I was told, come out different colors.
The Ritzina blue is a darker blue. That for sure. That's a darker blue. But the Murex produces only one color. It's a scientific reality. It only produces one color. Okay, whatever it is.
That's the reason. What I told you is what the reason he says it's black is because that's what it is.
That's the real color of outer space.
It's supposed to be domalish. When you look at it resembles soul, who's Chaitem is called the soul of Hashem, you're supposed to think of Hashem. You look at the sky, you think of this, you look at the yam, it's blue. The water looks blue because it's reflecting sunlight. The sky looks blue because it's reflecting sunlight. But you see in Greece, the water looks green because of the algae in the water. I mean, water takes on the color of things that are in it or reflection of it. Water is water.
I hear.
And sky is sky.
I hear. Okay, next. Now he says over here the word that we have with tzva. Tzva means a color. So what is it with tzva? Gavon means a color. We're talking about shagam shepirusho tzemer oi bad tzavua. Bad tzavua means wool, or bad means a branch that's dyed. Okay, I'm not sure what he means over here. Okay, let's go to the next page. Let me put on the screen the next page. 1 second, let me find it. Let me find it on my computer. The next page should be somewhere here. One moment, please. 1 second. Okay, I'm looking for Truma number two. Okay, here it is. I got it. Okay, back to the share screen. Truma number two. Okay, the Ezim. Okay, now we're continuing in that possibly one more word in the possibly the Ezim. Ezim are goats. So Rashi already told us in the previous page, Ezim means Noitza Shel Ezim. What is Noitza Shel Ezim? It is, right, we're in the middle of the Rashi. Rashi, L'chein Tirgim Unkelis Uma Oze, Haba Mina Ezim, V'loi Ezim Atzmam, Shetargum Shel Ezim Izaya. So Rashi says that when it says Ezim, do not be misled to think that they wanted the skin, leather, the leather of goats. That's not what the Pasuk means. When it says Ezim, we want the product, what grows off the back of a goat. Just like wool grows from a sheep, we don't want the skin. Tsemer means the product of a sheep. Likewise, when it says Ezim, we don't want you to give a goat to go and give us the skin, the hide. We want you to give us the product, what grows, the hair that grows off the back of a goat, which is called Notza Shel Ezim. Notza, in this context, means the hair of a goat. And that's, how does Rashi know this? So he's over here, he's coming to the comment to Rashi. Zohoiri uvutz umazi. Zohoiri means, what it said in the past, uvutz is linen. And Tseva Zohoiri, what was Tseva Zohoiri? Tseva Zohoiri was, we'll see over here in the tag right now. Let's take a look right now over here. So again, the Pasuk taught us, let's just go back to the Pasuk for 1 second. Let me put it back on the screen, the other Pasuk, just for one moment. Truma number one, the Pasuk said, it's the wrong page. What happened over here? I'll just go back to the Pasuk for one moment. Truma number one. Okay, I'll just say it by heart. The Pasuk says, okay, Usecheles, I'm reading it, you don't have to just read it to you. Usecheles is blue. The Argamon is, okay, Argamon, the Salashani, right? Salashani. What is Salashani? What is Salashani? So Salashani is, I always thought it means red, right? I always thought Talash Shani is a worm. This is a big topic. Rashi over here, unfortunately, is quiet. He doesn't want to comment on this. We have over here, Techeles is blue. Or Rashi says it's Yoroik. Yoroik is green, simply. Or yellow, yellowish green. Argamon, we thought it meant purple. But Argamon, Rashi does not want to translate the word Argamon. All Rashi wants to say is Argamon is wool that's dyed from a tseva. That's name is called Argamon. The Targum, when it came to Tcheles, he says the Tachla, which assumes that is Tcheles, right? Not telling us the color, it seems. The Argivana, we discussed that the Targum mysteriously has dropped the mem of Argamon for another word which seems to be rooted in the word, the vav. The nun is more of a vowel, is a suffix. The nun is not really part of the word, it's a vav, which means that this argamon is really a dye called argava, something like that, which is black, which is red. Now we come to the telashani. What is the telashani? What is this? Telashani, Rashi doesn't say one word. The Targum says the telashani is a tseva. Is a tseva. Let me go back and put it on the screen. Is a color that shines, that glitters. It is something that glitters. Okay. You see now when I want to put it on the screen, now the other one comes up. Whatever you want to do, it does the opposite. That's life. 1 second, let's try this again. Okay, let me try one more time to put on the screen. Mr. Rapp, you probably know how to do this in your sleep, to switch from one thing to the next. Okay, here you go, the Ezim. So it says of the Utsva Zihoiri. Toila Shani is a dye that shines, glitters. Boots is linen. And umaze is the hair of a goat. So we're in the middle over here of this Targum moving there. Rashi does not comment on Talashani. He does comment on Izim. Izim is Noitza Shal Izim. And we'll get to the Targum and then L'chein Tegim Yungal is Ume Izim, the Mem. Habominu Izim. V'lo Izim Atzim. Because it was Izim Atzman, Shal Targum Shal Izim Izaya. The fact that the Targum, Rashi is drawing from the Targum. Now let's go to the Targum. Over here, we're in the middle of here. Tziv oinin. Over here we have the dye that glitters. Shalachayra hakavana sham lebegadim tziv oinim. Colored clothing. Lefi zeh targum hu kolosh nakasev. Shalal tziv oim lesisra. Shalal tziv oim rikma. This is describing Sisra, the battle of Sisra. When Sisra was defeated, the general of Melech Yavin, He was defeated, and his 600 chariots were drowned in the Yam by Devorah, in the time of Devorah. And there, Devorah sang a Shira, and in her Shira, she described the spoils of war. And she said about Sisra, the wicked general, she'd said that the Shalal, the spoils of Tzivoim, lis Sisra. The Tzivoim means the colored clothing. It's not telling you what color. Multicolored, any color, anything that has a color is called tzivoim, the sisra, shalal, the spool, tzivoim, rikma of embroidered garments. Zehoiwi, let's go further. Odoim. Now I told you the word means
to shine.
But that's not what he says here. He says the word zoi means red. But who's Shema Tseva? Re'im. Re'im is the Mizrahi. Rabbi Avraham Mizrahi. Aval eino ha'odam ha'ragil shatargum simuka. Ordinarily the Targum translates red with the word simuka. And here he's translating the word in a different way. We have two words for red. We have the word zohiri and the word simuka. Vitochit shtiko zohiri al shem shuku zohar, it shines. Glowing dark. Ein Rashi, fine. Uvi Tosefta, ve'eze adamdam, shebe'adoimim, ki zohoiris yofe shebe'yam. Like the shine, a beautiful shine of the sea. V'nir shnigo zohoiris, v'kitzreis Hashem zohoiri. Okay, so he's not really explaining very much, let's go further. U'tzva zohoiri, nirash etzva hu targum shani. U'zohoiri hu targum toilas the worm. Chimash v'loshen chazal chut Hashani shel zohiris. It is a thread of shani. Shani is a dye of zohiris that's red. Betaglosh nakas and v'yikoshne shni toilas. Avul yeshayim. We'll just run through this and we'll come back and try to make some sense out of all this. Avul yesham. Some say she toilo v'shani b'irum shava. The word toilo and the word shani is the same exact word. B'chidash benu yoina, and he says. Lachin shnei metargamin and zohari avu kishabon biyachat shnei milim toilas shani oy shni toilas then metargin tzva zohari doymo leze negba teimanash ein lunkles kefal loshin lemil doroim metargumay avar doroim atzad doroim. So what are we to say over here? It's not all clear. I actually have a sefer. I know exactly where it is. I actually have it over here. I really looked it up. He has a very nice discussion. Exactly what in the world is this thing called the Toilas Shani? What is the Toilas Shani? Rashi, unfortunately, does not comment at all. Rashi is completely silent as to what the Toilas Shani is. Targum gives us two words. It's a tzva, a dye. Zihoiri. What does the word Zihoiri mean? So we have this whole elaboration over here where he's trying to tell us that the word Zihoiri really means red. It's a red dye, which would seem to
be... The art scroll says scarlet.
It's red. Scarlet is red.
Yeah, but it's a different shade of red, but it's calls of scarlet.
Red dye. So the problem is, if we're going to accept that Toilas Shani so we have to translate the words. Let's translate the words one more time. The word toilas is means a dye, And the word shani means red. We've never heard these words before. Okay, let's try to read this, what he explains. Nir shetzevahu targum shani. No, I made a mistake. The other way around. Toilash shani. The word shani means a die. How do you know this? Targum Yonis ben Uziel Yeshayahu. We find a precedent for this in the Targum Yonison in Sefer Yeshaya. And the word Zihoiri, who Targum Toilas, the word Zihoiri is the Targum of Toilas. So what's going on? So basically it's two words which mean the same thing. V'chei mashalosh chazal chut shani shal zohoiris. I'm more mixed up than before, but according to the first approach of what he's teaching us in the Ma'atzari, he's telling us is that both of these words really mean the same thing, and it's repetition. There's a repetition in the expression. There are many examples of that. He himself provides examples over here when you have words that negba seimana. The pasuk later on in this, when it started to travel, negba means south, teimana means south. Why are you saying the same idea twice? The answer is it's an expression. Negba teimana is an expression found in the Torah which means travel towards the south. Two words which mean the same thing. According to this approach, the word toilas and the word shani are two words which mean the same thing. It means a dye. A tseva, a dye. Now, what color is this dye? Well, he seems to say from other sources that the word zehoiri means utseva zehoiri. It's a red dye. So that would mean, this is how we explain, the Targum is only is translating two words with one word and is then injecting his own interpretation. That's very critical. Ordinarily, the Targum, usually 80% of the time, the Targum Unkelis just literally translates the words. You have a word in the Pasuk, you have 10 words in the Pasuk. In the Targum Unkelis, there will be exactly 10 words. Word for word. It says the word Vayedaber, the Targum will translate that word for an Aramaic word. Hashem, he'll translate Hashem. El, he'll have a translation for every word for a word. That's what the Targum ordinarily does 80% of the time. Sometimes, the Targum adds words. You have in the Pasuk 10 words, and if you count the words in the Targum, you're going to find 12 words. You're going to find 13 words, 11 words. Then you have to look at the word that he added. What is that word that he added? Sometimes that word is really part of the translation. The only way you can translate a word, you need two words. And sometimes, for whatever reason, he's coming to inject his own interpretation of the pasuk, similar to what the Targum Yonason does. But the Targum Yonason, he goes to town. He comes and he writes a whole page telling you what he wants to say. But Unkelis is very makatzer, but he does occasionally add a word into the pasuk. Now here he's doing that as well, but it's a little more complicated because according to this first interpretation, we're taking two words. It's very rare, for example, for there to be a pasuk where there, let's say, for there are 10 words and the Targum only has 9 words, where he combines two words into one. That's not so common, but it happens. So what's happening over here in this pasuk, this Targum, according to the Ma'atzari, is absolutely off the charts, because the Targum here is pulling a real fast one on us. He's doing two things at the same time, which totally misleads us, and we're baffled, especially when Rashi has nothing what to say. And that is, he's taking the two words toilas, shani, he's combining them, and he's giving one word to translate both of those words together. A dye, a tseva. Now, a dye, you know, if you buy a new monitor, you read the instruction manual, if they even sell one, it'll tell you that your monitor can produce, I don't know how many million or trillion or billion colors. They like to break how many colors your monitor. As far as I'm concerned, I can't tell a difference between 5 colors is enough for me. I don't need a million colors. But on the box, it tells you this monitor is so amazing, it can produce a million colors, millions of colors, millions of shades like you never saw before. Whoopee-doo. What is that going to do for me? I have a million colors. I can't tell the difference. But it's good marketing. Here it says, Toilas Shani. Both words mean a dye. A dye? What color? What color? What color are you going to dye? There are a million colors. A million colors. Oh, along comes Uncleus and he injects his own pshat, his own tradition. I have a tradition, Rabbi Yisai, I have handed down from my father, my grandfather, that the dye that it is alluded to here in this pasuk, that it does not say explicitly what it is red. Scarlet. That's the dye. How do I know? Tradition. Mesora. That's what I'm here for. I'm Uncleus. Uncleus is giving you the Mesora from Har Sinai. And you know, Rashi supports this. Because Rashi says it's a min tseva. It is... Rashi is nothing. Garnish. Rashi is quiet. Doesn't talk about it. Nothing. Rashi doesn't want to get involved in this. So this is what's the koyach. We have two words for this. It says over here, Tseva Zehoiri. The word Tseva on the previous page is the translation of two words together, Toilas and Shani, two words which mean the same thing. And this word is his own injection into the pasuk. It is red, a reddish dye. That's what he says over here, and he keeps on coming back to that in one of his many pshatim. So let's go read this very quickly. Aval Yeshayimrim. Let's do it like this. Yesha b'she toila and shani bi'urim shava. They mean the same thing. He really said that before. L'chein shnei metargmim metargmina. But he's doing this. He's doing. This is where the second shot. Let's go back to the first shot. We'll try one more. Nira shetseva. Let's read very carefully what he writes. The word seva, hu targum of shani. Okay. Uzehoiri, the word zehoiri. Oh wait a minute, maybe I made a mistake over here. Got into trouble. Uzehoiri. No, I made a mistake. Let's hold off. I didn't make a total mistake, but a partial mistake. The word uzehoiri hu targum toilas. Okay, so v'chein mashma milosh chazal chut hashni shozoris v'tirgim kolosh nakasa b'viyikos shni toilas. Okay. Now I got it. I apologize for confusing you, but I didn't totally confuse you because what I said is correct in the next pshat, but backwards. So let's first get this first pshat down pat. Basically, what he's telling us over here is, I'm not sure I made a mistake, the word toila'as indeed means red. It means scarlet. Shani means a dye. A red dye. What is the obvious question? If that's the translation, why then did the Targum Onkelis reverse the words in his translation? If the Pasuk says Toila'as Shani, we would expect him to say a Zehoiri Tseva, a red dye. Why did the Targum reverse the translation of these two words? It's a problem. And to that, the Ma'atzari comes to the rescue by telling us that if you study Tanakh enough, you will discover that more often than not, when the Torah talks about this thing called the Toila Shani, it doesn't describe it in that order. It says, Shani Toilas. Sometimes it says, Toila Shani. And sometimes it says Shani Toilas. So the Targum here made a decision that I'm going to follow the majority. Since most of the time in Tanakh it says Shani Toilas, and that would require me to translate it as a Tseva Zehoiri. Shani is a dye, Toilas is red, scarlet. I'm going to be consistent. I'm always going to translate the combination of these two words, no matter what order the Torah puts them in my order of Atzeva Zehoiri. So again, so far, what have we learned? We have two words. It says in the pasuk, v'toila'as shani. That's what it says here in our parasha. Toila'as shani. What is the translation of the word shani? A dye. What is the translation of the word toila'as? Red. Unusual words. We're not familiar with these words. We trust the Targum. Red dye. Evaze. So why then does it say over here in the Targum tseva zehoiri? It should say zehoiri tseva. You know why? Because elsewhere in Tanakh, in Chumash, it says not toilas shani, it says sheni toilas. The order is the other way around. So since most of the time it says in the Torah sheni toilas, here I'm going to use the same translation of tseva zehoiri to be consistent. That's his first pshat. Now in the second pshat is where we're coming to, this is what I told you before, but I think I made a mistake, it's the other way around. And then he goes on to say, Aval, Yesham, some say, Shetoyle v'shani, these two words, Bi'urim Shava, they mean exactly the same thing. And what do they mean? They mean red. Two words that mean red. Okay, they mean the same, the L'chein Shteim, the Targum Zohari. If you look at each word, the way they're found independently, it means red. So, Aval, Kishabon, B'yachat, Shneim, B'lis, Tolas, Shani, Oy, Shni, Tolas, when they come together, Metargim, Seva, Zohari, Devil, Zenigba, Teimana, Shein, Lunkelis, Kefal, Lashon, Lumila, Dorim, Metargim, Avod, Ramat, Sadorim. So basically, this is what I told you before, but the other way around. What it appears that he's saying now is, we have two words which mean the same thing. And the Targum, in this instance, is a limited vocabulary. So he's going to combine two words into one word, Zehoiri, and then he is adding into the Pasuk, into his translation, a word that does not appear in the Pasuk. The word Seva does not appear in the Pasuk. He's adding that word into the Pasuk. So it's very confusing, because if you count the words of the Pasuk, you'll have the same number of words in the Targum as there are in the Pasuk, which leads you to assume that each is word for word. Nega et maka chabura tachas chabura. Word for word. No. He's combining two words into one word. Toilas shani means red. Both of those words mean red. And then he's adding a word into the Pasuk, into its translation, called tseva. A dye, a scarlet dye. This was obviously very expensive. It was very rare, and it was an asset. It was a commodity, and this was a donation to the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, next, ubutz is linen. Linen grows from the ground. The chain kosav Rambam. That was the next thing that says in the pasuk. Sheish. Sheish is linen. Six. The number six is linen, and he quotes over here the word linbutz v'chein the Rambam, what is the Rambam, shekol mokem shnema v'tor sheish ibad hu ha-pishtim v'hu ha-butz. Okay, so butz is linen and it's sheish. Why linen? It's interesting that on your tefillin, think about this, on your tefillin you have these two letters, two shins, a shin of three heads, a shin of four heads, sheish. You have two shins, and what is sheish? Sheish is butz, linen, flax. Why would you want to put two shins, flax? The two words together spell sheish. Some want to say the two letters on your tefillin shel Rosh spell sos. Sos onoichi al imro secha kemotzei shalorav, joy. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests upon our heads gives us joy. So you see, we put the two shins together. But the two words that also mean shesh, means six. Why six? Well, we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. We only wear tefillin 6 days a week. Shabbos, we do not wear tefillin. But shesh also means linen. What is unique about linen? Linen is combustible. There is no greater item in the natural world that is more, at least in the eyes of Chazal, that is more combustible than linen. Chazal have the Mishnah that the Pishtani, the carrier, it's Rashi and Chumash, Rashi, that the Pishtani, also Chanukah we have this discussion, the Pishtani, Yaakov Avinu was worried about Esav. Esav was passing through. And Yaakov saw Esav that he has an enormous, enormous entourage, assets, possessions, power, might. And Hashem said to Yaakov, Yaakov, you know what Esav is? Everything that he has is just linen. He's called the Pishtani. All this entire caravan, all of the people that are following him, all of his wagons, all of his assets, look at them as if you're looking at linen. And what happens to linen? If a teeny little spark comes out from you and goes in his direction, everything that he has is gone. Poof, goes up in smoke. It goes up, poof. It goes away. So I want to suggest to you that the reason why we have on our tefillin our two shins, besides the obvious, okay, besides the obvious that the shin is the Shem Hashem, okay, the Shem Hashem of Shakai, Shin Dal Yud, but there are two shins, and the two shins spell a word, Sheish, and this is discussed. Sheish is two shins is Sos, sins, joy, or it's six days of the week. But we can also suggest that represents linen. And in Chazal, linen is a mashal, a metaphor for something that is extremely delicate. It doesn't take very much for linen to go up in a puff of smoke. And what it's telling us is Kedusha, sanctity, is very delicate. In order to be worthy that Hashem's divine presence rest upon your head, don't take it for granted. Don't think, okay, I've achieved an exalted state of holiness. I'm a holy person. And therefore, you know, Hashem is with me. V'Hashem aleihem yeroeh. You know, I'm good to go. I'm good to go. One hearer. One machshava ra'ah, one evil thought can wipe out all of that kedusha. Tefillin is the holiest thing that we have. We put the tefillin on our heads. There are 21 shemites in the tefillin. You have to be a Baal Madrega to put on tefillin. You can't just put on tefillin. This is a very big complaint a lot of the people had against that. Who's to complain? Lubavitcher Rebbe is Kodesh Kodoshim. Lubavitcher Rebbe did something very novel. He went out on a campaign to put tefillin. Every goat, pick people off the street, put on them tefillin. Shock therapy. And it worked. But the word is that, I'm not making this up, there were G'dayla Yisrael that were not happy with this. They felt if you want to go take people off the street and do a mitzvah, put on tzitzis, give them, I don't know, maybe they should make a bracha, tefillin. You know what tefillin are? It's Kodesh Kodosh, and these people, you know what they're doing? You go put tefillin on Santa Claus, just because he's Jewish. You put tefillin on Santa Claus. Is this what you do to the tefillin? You know what tefillin are? The sanctity of tefillin. How could you go put tefillin on Santa Claus? So what's the Lubavitcher Rebbe? He held Ace Lasois LaHashem, shock therapy. Don't worry about the Kedusha. None of your business. Worry about the Neshama. Worry about this guy's Neshama. Don't worry about the Kedusha of the Tefillin. Don't worry. The Tefillin can take care of itself. Worry about that Santa Claus's Neshama who needs a little shock therapy to put the Tefillin on it. Okay? But I'm pointing out to you, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe, you know, he was very successful with this very. That's not my point. The point over here is the people had an argument. Tefillin. You know what tefillin are? The sanctity? But the point is, tefillin is so sacred. Sheish represents linen. Linen. And linen in Chazal is a metaphor for something that is extremely delicate. A teeny little spark, poof, it's all gone. The Chazal, we had this discussion in the, morning once. Chazal are obsessed to a degree that's really not understandable about tefillin and if a person passes gas. We all learn the law. Everyone here wears tefillin. Everyone read the halachas over and over about tefillin. Shema yofiach bohem. A person may pass gas. So therefore, in case a person has any type of stomach disease, any issue, don't wait for it. Don't at night, don't take a nap. What's going on here? Shema yofiach bohem. What's all that? There's something very, very sensitive about tefillin that Chazal sensed. Sheish. It's like linen. It's delicate. It's the most delicate thing in the world. Its sanctity is delicate. What the kedusha that it brings to you is delicate. Don't take it for granted. Always watch your back. Maintain your holiness so that the kedusha of tefillin can impact you and bring you higher and higher. Okay? Hopefully we'll learn something here today about Tolash Shani should never be the same by us. Okay, Tolash Shani, and by the way, there are probably like another 10 Perushim besides what we learned over here from the Targum. Rashi is the best. Rashi is gold because Rashi, silent. Silence is golden. Rashi, because if you go start digging around for what Tolash Shani is, it's a bottomless pit. What's Tolash Shani? Many people will tell you that it's a worm. A Shani is a worm. And they squeeze out this worm for its blood, and they use this blood to produce a color. What's the problem with that pshat? That's a very powerful pshat. Because in the Mishkan, you're only supposed to use things, min hamutar beficha. Min hamutar beficha, things that are kosher. A silk worm is not a kosher worm. It's treif. Okay? It's not kosher. So how can you take an object that's not kosher and use its blood to build the Mishkan, the place of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Min hamutar beficha. Okay, you'll give a whole bunch of answers, but it's a good kasha. So that's the problem. We'll say a tolas means a tolas is a worm. A tolas is a worm, a shani, a certain variety, which produces red dye. Okay, that's the Targum doesn't say. The Targum only says that it's just a red dye. We have these two mahalchim in the Targum, and I also get an insight into how the Targum translates words. And it's very, very late. We have to stop over here. Have a good night. Thank you very much for coming. All the best to everyone. Good night.
Shkoyach. Good night, everybody.
Amir, thank you for the pretzel.
Was it good?
Delicious. It's very tasty.
You know, I realized something. Yeah. I heard Amari watches the cooking channel.
Yeah.
And all the trade stuff, they use kosher salt.
They put a lot of salt. I'm not used to so much salt. That's a lot of
salt. I asked the caterer.
Yeah.
The caterer said to me, they have regular salt. Every company has its own formulation of the strength of the salt.
Yeah.
And also they put all kinds of acids in it to keep the salt. So when the salt gets evaporated, you're left with acids, which give all kinds of bad taste to your food. Kosher salt is
pure,
exactly the same throughout the world, exactly the same formulation, strength, and nothing is added to it.
Amazing. So what, the goyim can't make their own kosher salt? What's the big chachma?
It's called kosher salt when they make it.
It's not kosher. Just that's what it's called. They got the name kosher salt.
Oh, the name kosher salt is the salt
pure
that we
salt
use
for kosher meat.
It's a certain granulation. There's a coarseness to it that's different.
Yeah, but it's not mixed with any other ingredient.
Yeah, but it's still processed, as opposed to pretzel salt, which is not processed.
Okay, it's processed. It's probably to chop it down.
That's why for Pesach, a lot of people only use pretzel salt.
But caterers will never, when his ingredients say salt,